Boker Tov, Yom, Hamishim Shabbat Kodesh. Today is Vav Ve'av. Yeah. So we were smack in the middle of Tosfos of Yer V'Karka and Anigzelet. Basically, yesterday the gist of Tosfot was, like Rashi said, Tosfot was busy proving Rashi right. Yeah, what was the common theme of Karka and Anigzelet? What was Tosfot trying to prove?
No Yeush.
The Yeush doesn't apply to Karka. We don't know why yet. The Pnei Yoshua and the Netivot are going to argue about that. Yeah, aval, yeah, en shum yeush bekarkao. Yeah, now, that's with regards to that. Aval, yeah, now Tosfot's going to try to bring a contrary Yerushalmi that seems to say the opposite and negate that too. And at the end of Tosfot, Tosfot's actually going to give one, anybody actually make it through the whole Tosfot alive? Anyway, but
I think Yosef got the farthest.
At the end of Tosfot, Tosfot actually brings one example where, according to everybody, we would have a case of Yeush Bekarkaot. Yes? Yeah. Okay, Zok Tesvis, yeah? Let's do this. I'm going to read the Tosfot real quick so we can get to the Pnei Yoshua. Yeah? So he says like this. Yeah. If we're... Yeah. Rega.
5 lines after his wife.
Yeah. First word on the line is Vehacha, says Tosfot. So after we've just finished proving that, and why Yeush doesn't work by Karka, Uvirushalmi de Bekilaim, Sof Perek Shvi'i, what does it say? Well, there, Mashmad, the Yesh Yeush le Karka. There is such a thing of a Kinyan Yeush by Gezel Karka. How so? The Parich, Viesh Karka Nigzelet over there. Tosfot's going to give us some background in a moment, and I'll explain it. But right now, the Gemara says over there in Yerushalmi, is there such a thing as karka nigzelet? Amar bilevi, af al pichen, yesh yeush lekarka. Even though karka can't be stolen, but there is yeush. Yeah? Says, so what do you see from here? That there is yeush by karka. Says Tosfot, not so fast. Maybe there's not such a raya. Why? Umi yesh liyashev, dil olam in yeush. Really, midoraita, there is no yeush by karkaot. Over there, only rabbinically, with regards to being mechayev otcha v'isur kilaim, they instituted the Yeush should make it like yours. What in the world? Huh? No. Rabbinically instituted Yeush. How so? Now Tosfot says, you probably have no clue what I'm talking about because Tosfot's busy throwing out gemarot and kilaim. Says Tosfot, you know what? I'll do you a favor. And now he says, rega. So he says like this. The Mishnah says over there, ha'anas. Yeah, what's that? Anas is a person who kicks a person off of his field. Yeah, he comes and he hijacks the karka. You can't really hijack a karka, but what you can do is throw the owner off. So ha'anash shezara et hakerem v'yatza milfanav. And anas that throws a guy off of his land, and he does, he plants kilayim in the field. Kilayim is with grapes and wheat. Kotzro, now the field goes, let's say the anas, the thief leaves, and now goes back to the owner, says the Mishnah, kotzro v'afilu b'moed. He's allowed to cut it because now there's an isur kil'aim, even on the mu'ayyad, even though on the mu'ayyad, chol mu'ayyad, it's usually asur to work. Over here, he's allowed to have it cut. Why? Because of the isur kil'aim, tzorach mitzvah.
So the original owner is coming.
Now the original owner got it back. Now he's allowed to have it cut on the mu'ayyad because of the isur kil'aim. Says the Gemara over there, says the Mishnah, ad kami enoten lepo'alim, preferably he should hire po'alim and not do it himself. How much should he pay the po'alim extra for them to do it? Ad shlish yet, a third. Yeter mikan kotzro kederko veholech. Right, if they're asking for more than a third, we're going to explain what a third means in a moment. Right, he shouldn't pay it, rather he should do it himself. Afilu b'moed, ad kami enoten lepo'alim ad shlish. What does that mean? Rav Huna v'Rav Sheshat, chad amar ad shlish lischar, one third than they usually take for such a job. Okay, if they usually take $1,000 for such a job, he should pay him $1,500. Yeah, a third more. So he says, v'chad amar ad V'chad amar ad shlish ledamim, which means a third of the produce, which means if the, forget about the job, if the produce is, let's say, $6,000, you give them $2,000. Yes, he says, me'matai nikra anas. Now, the question is, 1 second, says the Gemara, when is a person considered an anas? What do you mean an anas, a gazlan of karka? I thought, in right, karka anan exilin. So what do you mean you're a thief of karka? Says the Gemara, mishishka. When the ownership of the original person is forgotten. Amar Rabbi Acha, nishtake'u ha-ba'alim v'lo nitya'ashu. If the owner was forgotten, even if he didn't do Yehush, asurim dver Torah, which means what's the reason for this, Rabotai? If a person comes and steals your karka and plants kinayim, does he make it asur? He doesn't make the karka asur. Why? In adam osir davar sheino shenu. A person is not able to make something that's not his asur. If you stole the karka, you can't make it asur. Says the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. When is he able? When does he take possession of the karka such that it now belongs to him? And now he's able to make it asur through kilayim. Which means in order to make it kilayim, he's got to own it. When does he own it from? When the ownership of the original owner is already forgotten from people. He says, yeah.
אמר
ביחד נשתקו הבעלים ולא נתייאשו, עשו נדבר תורה. נתייאשו הבעלים ולא נשתקעו. However, what happens if the previous owner isn't forgotten, but he just did Yeush, which means all you have here basically is what? Is the Yeush, Asurin Medivre Sofrim. It's Asur. Really, what do you see from the Yerushalmi, like Tosfot wanted to answer? Really, what do you see? There's no Yeush Midoraita. It doesn't make it Deoraita yours. They made it Yeush Midrabanan to make the Kil'ayim Asur. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? So what do you see from here? First of all, this is what Tosfot said before. What do you see from the Yerushalmi itself? The Yeush over here by Karka is not a Dvar Torah. Midin Torah. What's the only way if you steal a Karka that can ever become yours mamash? Midin Torah? Nishtaka'a. Which means it's got to be completely forgotten. How can it become rabbinically yours with regards to Isur Kil'ayim? Yeush. Do you have a raya from this Yerushalmi that Yeush makes karka yours midoraita?
No.
That's how Tosfot was doche.
This is why the Gemara said we should put an A there, right?
Okay. So he says, now the Gemara continues. V'yesh karka nigzelet. What do you mean? How can you steal karka to begin with? Amar Rabbi Levi, af al pichen yesh Yeush lekarka. Ad kan Yerushalmi. This is all the words of the Yerushalmi. V'achi perusho. Right? A lot of people got stuck on these words. Yerushalmi is very... If you thought that Bavli is hard to read, wait till you get to Yerushalmi. It's a totally different dialect of Aramaic. It's very, very difficult to learn Talmud Yerushalmi. Makatuv says over here. V'achi perusho. Says Tosfot. It's like a tree. Tosfot says, you know what? I'll give you an art scroll on the Yerushalmi. Makatuv Shama. He says, they made one, no? The green one.
Yeah.
Yes, he says...
Maybe one too. Maybe they
so he says... V'achi perusho, mutar lekotzro afilu b'moed. You're allowed to chop down this field, even on the moed, milacha asura, chutz midavar ha'aved, besides for davar ha'aved, something that is that you're going to lose out, something that you're going to have a loss from. This is a loss because kil'ayim is an isu. Socher po'alim, afilu derech pirsum. You're allowed to hire workers even in a public way, which in general you wouldn't be allowed to do during the moed. Ve'kotzir. Uvizriata anas lo me'esar hakerem. In general, the planting of kilayim of the anas of the gazlan doesn't make it asur. De'en adam oser davar she'eno shelo. Ve'noten lepo'alim ad shlish lesachar. Hainu, what does it mean you pay them a third more? Ledamim. Hainu, Hainu shemarbe lahem beschirut shlish yoter mima she'ayah ra'ui liten lahem. You give them a third more than what they would usually take for such a job. Kedamar avuna perekam de babakama b'mitzvah ad shlish. How much more do you pay for a mitzvah? You have to hidur mitzvah ad shlish. Uman de'amar led. Now, getting rid of kilayim is what? Is a mitzvah. So he says.
Third is the klal.
Yes. Uman de'amar ledamim. What does it mean ledamim? Hainu shenoten lahem shlish shoviam shel kol haperot. You get the other one who says, a third of what? Of the value of all the fruits. Aval yeter mikan lo yosif. Yeah? More than that, don't pay them more. Rather what? The Chachamim said, you can do it yourself. He says, v'kotzer kedarko v'lo yiskor. He can do it himself. Afilu le'achar ha-mo'ed, even to finish up what he started on the mo'ed, he can do.
Why that chiddush?
This is not really so relevant to us. I'm just explaining to you something. Here's where it becomes relevant to us. Takshiv. He says, Me'ematai nikra anas.
This would be useful.
Takshiv tovata. So he says, Me'ematai, say, listen.
I don't know Persian myself.
You don't know Persian? That's like kafira.
We're very,
anyways,
we're
says,
very Americanized.
Huh?
We're very Americanized here.
Bushed?
I don't know Hebrew.
Isn't that the meat?
Gush.
Gush and gusht.
Yes.
Two different things.
Gush
is meat.
Because the ear is made out of meat. Anyway, bekitzur, zakacha. Yeah? Actually, the ear is not made out of... The ear is not... It's made out of cartilage. That's the Gemara says it's the softest part of the body. Is that... Where is it? The Gemara says, all the rashei ha'evarim, the tip of the ear and the tip of the nose and the tip of the gevia, ze Gemara. Efo ze? Ze kiddushin ze.
Chav, vav?
Yifen? So he says... Kafe. Kafe Amud Bet, yeah? Okay. Anyway. you give him half a daf. Half a daf, you give him a leeway. So he says like this. Yeah. So he says... ואף על פי שלא נתיאש... Oh. מהמתי נקרא שם אנס על הקרם לחשב כשלו? When will the אנס take possession of the קרקע? שיעשר בזריעתו. מי שישקע השם בעלים ממנו ונקרא על שם האנס. ואף על פי שלא נתיאשו הבעלים, דלא אמרו ואילה לחסרון כיס, says תוספות, מדאורייתא, once the name is נשתקה from the field of the original guy, what happens? Even if the guy wasn't מתייאש, what's the הלכה?
Not his.
It's considered not his anymore, even if he wasn't מתייאש. Why? דאנן סברה, or some change the word, דאנן סעדה דמייאשה. He says... We have an anan saadeh that once it's gone, it becomes anan saadeh. What's anan saadeh? A very, very clear and strong assumption to us that the guy was mityaesh. Ve'afilu amre delam yaashe, even if he says that he wasn't mityaesh, na'asa ketsoveyach al svinato shetava'a bayam u'mitzera deoraita bezriyat ha'anas. Aval, says Tosfot, explain to Yishanmi, mityaashu ve'lo nishtake'o, if he was only mityaesh, and the name of the previous owner wasn't forgotten, lam mitzan midoraita, dekarka ena nigzelet, aval midrabanan asur. Which means midoraita you need nishtaka, and midrabanan is what? Only yeush. ופריח, to which the Gemara over there in the Yerushalmi asks, ויש קרקע נגזלת, כלומר, לאסור אפילו מדרבנן, is there such a thing of קרקע נגזלת, even to make an איסור דרבנן of כלאיים? ומשנה, יש יאוש לאסור מדרבנן משום כלאיים, אבל מדאורייתא אין יאוש, מדלה אסור מדאורייתא. ומי הוא אחד דנשתקה שם בעלים, אפילו מדאורייתא, יש יאוש, מדהווה איסורו דבר תורה. Okay. One, which means Tosfot saying right now, Maskanata Tosfot, is that you don't have a raya from this Yerushalmi, the Yeush, that there is such a thing as Yeush Bekarka, because over there it's only talking about Midrabbanan. Midoraita Yeush Bekarka doesn't work. There's only one thing in the world, says Tosfot, this is what I was telling you before, that works to be Makneyu, when you're Gozela Karka, there's only one thing that makes it your Kinyan Midoraita, which is what? Nishtaka. Now says Tosfot, the different perush, which he's not so happy about, says Tosfot, ועוד יש לפרש בעניין אחר, there's another way to explain this Yerushalmi, שנשתקעו הבעלים ולא נתיאשו, איסורו דבר תורה לא מחמת זריעת האנס כאמר. Right, until now we were explaining that the איסור כלאיים should come from what? As a result of the אנס is planting. Over here he's saying a different shot. Rather what? אלא שהלך לו האנס ונשאר הקן מלפני הבעלים, the אנס left, now the kerem, this vineyard is in front of the ba'alim, ולא עיקרו ממנו הכלאיים, he didn't take away the כלאיים from it, והוסיף 200 איסורות דבר תורה מחמת הבעלים שמקיימים כלאיים דידהו, הווה כיוון דלא נתייאשו, אבל נתייאשו ולא נשקע מדרבנן, ויכפר כתוב ללשון זה ולשון עיקר. Says Tosfot, I don't like this pshat anyway without getting too much into it. And the rest of Tosfot has to do with another Yerushalmi in Orla, which is also not nogea le'inyanenu. Basically, just to quickly recap this Tosfot, there's a lot of action in this Tosfot.
This is a good one.
Yeah. Takshiv tovata. He says, gushtkom. So he says,
it's like
listen to me.
Scared that yeah? It's so big and then you run through Yerushalmi.
Did I just tell him to meet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, anyway, the kids are... No, you have to. We're working on his Yiddish because he has to. He has to be able to converse with Mashiach. So anyway, the kitzur. Anyway, you want to have conversations? I want to learn with him. No, Persian's not going to cut it for Mashiach, mommy. Anyway, so he says like this.
Maybe he's
huh?
He's kidding, right?
No,
Mashiach's not going to speak Persian.
No, with Yiddish.
No, he's for sure going to speak Yiddish. No joke. Vada. It's
Jewish.
Jewish
language.
Huh?
Why not Hebrew?
Wait, why Yiddish?
Yiddish
wasn't...
Like,
what is the source?
Why Yiddish?
What did Moshe Rabbeinu speak?
What?
He spoke Lashon HaKodesh, but he understood Yiddish. Vada'i. Anyway, so now...
Wait, why Yiddish? Is Rabbi being serious?
Yiddish is a Lashon Shel Kedusha. It's not Lashon HaKodesh, but it's a Lashon Kadosh.
So Mashiach's going to... Oh, but he's not going to speak in Yiddish.
He's going to speak Arabic also then, because that's also Lashon.
Arabic?
Arabic.
Arabic, yeah, sure, for sure. Yeah.
Wait, so Mashiach's main language is going to be Lashon Kodesh.
I'm just trying to tell him Mashiach's going to be Ashkenaz, that's all.
Anyway.
Oh, it's just like that. Okay, so anyway,
Bekitzur, won't he be head of Sanhedrin?
He'll be the head of Sanhedrin too.
It's all language.
Nachon. Anyway, Mashiach Higia. Anyway, so he says like this, Rabotai. Just to recap Tosfos, very important. Okay, Maran Zichron Lebracha, Chacham Avadia used to say that Mashiach is going to be Chalabi, he's going to be Syrian. Why? One of the famous foods by Chalabim is Mechshi. You know what Mechshi is? It's like stuffed vegetables stuffed with meat. Eggplants or
Dolman,
whatever. So they call it Mechshi. He says, Mechshi bipuchotiot is Mashiach. So he says, Mashiach is going to be Chalabi. Why did Maran Zichron Lebracha love Chalabim so much?
His
wife was Chalabit. His wife, his wife was Syrian.
Margalit.
Rabbanit Margalit, yeah. Anyway, Bekitzur, so she used to make him all the Syrian foods, whatever, he used to like it a lot. She used to be, huh? Kibbe, Vadai, Kibbe, Lachmajin, all the Mechshi. Anyway, Bekitzur.
I say this every year about by Tishabah.
He used to love Chalabim a lot. Yeah, I'll tell you one time, Maran Zichron Lebracha was in Deal, New Jersey.
What?
He's been there?
He's everywhere.
So he came over there once. It was on Shabbat, and afterwards there was a kiddush. They took him down. They mechabed et harav and asot kiddush. They made kiddush, and after he drank, he started laughing to himself. So the rabbi of the shul, the deal shul, is Rabbi Dweck. He asked him, "Kvodo, why are you laughing?" So he said, "No, zeklum." And nobody made a joke, and he was like laughing to himself. So he said, "No, kvodo yagid, why are you laughing?" So he says, "I was just mekayim a pasuk." He says, "What pasuk were you doing?" He says, "There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shatiti Yinim Chalabi." He says it. Shatiti Yinim Chalabi. I just drank my wine with the Chalabi. Anyway, so that was like the Chacham Avadia joke. Anyway, Bekitzer.
That's the first thing
that
comes to his mind.
It's
so amazing.
He has psukim and gemarot flying through his head. So that's what amuses him. Anyway, mikol makom Tosfot says over here, Rabotai. Chazal el anyanenu.
I saw the ticket lady. I said, "Echsu lanu shalim shalim kitanim."
Anyway,
Bekitzur.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, zeh. In Tosfos, it comes out the Yeush does not work midvar Torah. It only works by karka midirabanan by kilayim bilvad. The only time Yeush will work by karka, out says Tosfot, is where?
When you're gone, forgotten.
Only when the name of the person is forgotten, because over there says Tosfot, there's an anan sahade that the guy was already mitayish. Now,
halachically, what do we do nowadays?
What do you mean?
Regarding stealing land, is there not? And if so,
there's
how?
For sure not. The question is with regards to nishtaka. Now let's see. There's going to be. Hold on. There's machloket rishonim about it. We're going to see. Now, there is a. Let's see the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, Pnei Yoshua. Yeah. Rashi and Tosfot, interestingly, are on the same side of the argument on this case, and the Pnei Yoshua is going to talk about Rashi. Yeah, but really, the same applies over here. Now, Tekshiv Tov Atan Yomer Lecha. Yeah, so he says like this. Says the Pnei Yoshua. The first piece of Pnei Yoshua really is just telling you about Rashi. I'll just paraphrase what he says over here. When Rashi says over here, Karka Ena Nigzenet, what did Rashi say? Ena Knuya LeGazan B'Shum Yeush. And he says, we learn this out of Psukim in Bava Kama. Pnei Yoshua, it doesn't mean that the Gemara in Bava Kama that Rashi's quoting, we learn out of Psukim that Yeush doesn't work. That's not true. Because the Gemara in Bava Kama over there that Rashi's quoting doesn't even talk about Yeush B'Karkaot. The Gemara over there talks about, you know what? Over there it talks about whether karka is birshuta be'alim or birshuta gazlan. For instance, what? Let's say, the machloket over there was, or the discussion really was over there in Baba Kama, let's say I steal land from you. Okay? And the land was full of fruit and good stuff and zeh. All of a sudden, how do I steal it from you? I kick you out. And then, once I'm sitting there, what happens? There's a huge hurricane or tornado or whatever, and it comes and destroys the place. Then what? I come back, now I see I have no use for it because everything is destroyed anyway. So what did I do? I say, okay, here, you can have your land back. Now the two guys come to Beddin and they say, hey, you're chayav for the damages because you stole it from me. Yeah, who's right? Over there the Gemara says, karkai na nigzedet birshut ba'alei omedet, so meikar adin, the gazlan can tell the person, hare shelcha lefanecha. You know, I never really stole it from you to become chayav be'onsin, and therefore what? So says the Pnei Yoshua, where Rashi says, what's learned out of Psukim in Baba Kama is talking about what? That Karaka Birshut Ba'aleha. And since Karaka Birshut Ba'aleha, that's why Yeush doesn't work. Says the Pnei Yoshua. Why doesn't Yeush work? Now this is going to be the subject of a great debate between the Pnei Yoshua and the Nesivis. You know the Nesivis, Pnei Yoshua. I am the Poskei Kadmonim of the Ashkenazim. Yeah, huh?
Nesivis.
No. Pnei Yoshua first.
Yeshua.
Rav Yaakov Yoshe Mikrakow. So he says like this. Yeah. Well, first Frankfurt and then Krakow. Yeah. So it says like this.
Is mine shorter?
Yeah. Here, the last two paragraphs of the Pnei Yoshua is what we need for this discussion over here. Yeah. I think it's out of order. Does that make sense?
What? No, it's here.
Oh, the one. Huh?
Yeah, we have Pnei Yoshua's in the back.
I understand that, but where's the Nesilas?
No, it's stuck.
No, but I printed it. I printed the Nesilas.
It's not here.
You have it?
No, I don't see it.
No one had it. Yeah, I mean.
But I printed it.
Is there another paper that we're missing?
There could be.
It's mushed together. Because the paper? End here is Besamuch, but the end here is.
Oh, hold on.
Okay. I think it's supposed to be like this.
Where's find Besamuch?
Yeah, I can't think of it.
No, this Urfiza is part of the Pnei Yeshua, I don't know.
It is, but then it ends at Binoa, and this one ends at this one. Wait, is this the... Oh, no, this is the end. Oh. Well, this is it. This
maybe
is
that's it. The Nesivis. Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, and the thing just got cut off. Okay, let's see.
What Siman is the Nesivus?
Huh? In Siman Shin Samach Aleph. Shin Samach Gimel Seif Katan Aleph. But anyway, now he says like this, yeah? Let's read this piece of Pnei Yoshua over here. Yeah.
So,
we have to number these pages. We have to number them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No. This is part of the Pnei Yoshua, mommy. This is it. This is it. This is Pnei Yoshua. They must not have gotten printed. Can you run down? Somebody run down to get me a Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Dalet. Chelek Dalet, Choshen Mishpat. Yeah? Okay. In the meantime, let's read this thing from Pnei Yoshua. Tikrapo. Ulfize. Nirad Yush Moin Be'evid. Oh, actually, no. That's the Nesivis.
It's not here. I don't have it here.
Bekitzer, I'll paraphrase the Pnei Yoshua, and then I'll tell you the Nesivis. I'm sorry, there's a bilbul over here. Aval, the Pnei Yoshua writes that the reason why Yeush doesn't work by Karka, watch this. Why in general does Yeush work by Metaltanin?
Because you can literally take it away with you.
Because you can take it away, and you can be Mityaesh, you can give up hope on ever getting it back. Masha'en Ken, by Karka, it's still here. It's not going anywhere. And therefore what?
No yesh.
Therefore there can't be Yeush. Now, he writes though, that nevertheless, why by karka is there not? He says, what's the halacha if a person steals a chefetz, metaltalin, and the owner is mityaesh? Let's say the ganav or gazlan is konek. What about the money? What about the value of the thing? What about the value of the chifetz? Does the gazlan have to pay that back? Yeah. When a person makes yeush, does that make him be mityaesh from the value of the chifetz or just the chifetz itself? Just the chifetz itself. Now, he says, why? Why? Because just like, what is he? Maybe the chifetz I'll never see again. But the value, I always have an opportunity to get it out of him. Why? Because that's something that doesn't change. It's always worth its
value.
So too says Pnei Yoshua by Karka as well. Since it's something that can never get lost. It's here. It's not moving.
Oh.
That's something that I can always get out and it's no different than the value of Metaltalin. That's why Yeush doesn't work by Karka.
Is there any like couple lines again? Can you just look at to get that point?
Oh, let's see on this first piece here. This first piece of Pnei Yoshua, he says it over here. Lekach nir'ah, d'ma shekatav Rashi. I'm reading it over here, right here, towards the end of the first piece. Lekach nir'ah, d'ma
shekatav Rashi. So here, it's the beginning of a paragraph for me. Should I read it?
No, here. So get hey. Hey, I'm sorry. I guess it's a different print. So he says, Lekach nir'ah, d'ma shekatav Rashi, d'mikra nafkalan, lava ye'ush ka'e, ela aikar minta dekar kana nigzelet, plig rabi yaniez v'chachamim nekman mishmatim. Mashein ken beha, dila mehan yeush bekarka. That's not from a pasuk, it's a svara. Mimela yadin alam misvara. Dehafilu bimtaltelin, leman deamar yeush kone. According to the opinion that says that yeush alone is kone by metaltelin, hainu le'anyan gufa gezela, im nishtanet venishpach o pichata v'chayotzeba. That's with regards to the actual chifetz. Aval midmeha gezela, vadai la mehan yeush. But with regards to the monetary value of the gezela, that yeush doesn't work. דהד מייאש מגופה, היינו מפני שהוא דבר שניתנה להוצאה מתחת ידי הגזלן. ואם כן, כיוון דקרקע אינה נגזלת, והארץ לעולם עומדת, since קרקע is always going to be there, it doesn't move, אם כן גוף הגזל, הווה כמו דמי הגזל, וענן צעד שלא מאכל לו, thank you, גוף הקרקע לעולם יכול להוציאה מידו בכל עת שירצה, כן יראה לי בכוונת רשי, and by extension Tosfot, he says, there's an ענן צעד over here, he says, גוף הגזל by קרקע, is like דמי הגזל, by metaltalin. And just like by dmei hagezel, because if that's the case, if you could be mityaesh from dmei hagezel, when you steal something from me, you shouldn't have to pay me back. Is that the case? Ma pitom. Even when you don't have to give me back the chifetz by metaltalin, do you have to pay me the value? Vadai. What about yeush? Yeush, the Pnei Yeshua says, is svara. That only works on the gezel that I give up hope of ever getting it out of the ganav, because who knows where the chifetz is going to be. But the value that I can always take him to beddin and get that out of him... So therefore, anan tzadeh, we know that a person never gives up on that. So too, by gufa karka, that gufa karka never moves. The anan tzadeh dictates that there's no such thing as yeush over there. So says the Pnei Yehoshua. The Netivot says a little bit of a different pshat. Now, I think this is the beginning of the words. I'm just going to check over here. It's in Shin Samachgim al Seif Katan. It says like this. In the Be'orim. Yeah. Ulfize mirad yeush. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, this is the words in the Nesivis. I just took off the header for whatever reason. The next paragraph is from the Netivot HaMishpat. The Nesivis was a Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Leiberbaum, Melissa. He was a contemporary of Rebbe Eger. Gaon HaGaonim. Look what he says.
The story when they're in the
wagon. Yeah. Tikrata, Ulfize nirad.
Yeush mo'il be'eved.
Yeah, Eved we know throughout Shas. Eved is always hukash. לקרקעות. Eved is juxtaposed. The same halachot. Yeah, the same halachot that apply to karka, apply to Eved. So he says, דדווקא בקרקא, דלא שייך אבדה, דהארץ לעולם עומדת, לא שייך ייאוש מכוח סברה, דה אפשר להשכוחי אבדה גבי קרקא, כמו שכתבו הפוסקים, ובספר כפות מרים. אבל גבי עבד, דה אפשר לו באבדה, ואילו ברח העבד ונעבדו ממנו ונתייאש, ודאי מועל די יאושו. He says, דה הקרא, דה וכן תעשה לכל עבדת אחיך שתובד, דה מהקרא נפקלן יאוש מיני, העבד קאי, מחתתי לא מועל יאוש בעבד, ואם כן בגזל נמי. דמה לי שנאבד העבד, מחמת שברח או מחמת שגזל ממנו, הלא מכל מקום אבוד הוא מהבעלים. דה דאין יאוש מועל לקרקע, לאו מקרא נלמד רק מסברה כמו שכתבתי. ולכך, he's going to explain this in the next thing a little more, ולכך, הכה עבדה כמטלטלי דם אל העניין זה, ואדם למגיטין, דיערק להעבד, מזבין לישראל, אלמה דיכול למוכרו אף שברח, שמיירק שעדיין לא ברח לגמרי, רק שאינו לקבל שחרורו, אבל לשחררו על ידי גט שחרור, that's a different story. He says over here, he quotes earlier on in this piece, I'll just tell you outside, the Netivot quotes from Ramban in his Chidushim in Pirka Sholeach in Gitin. Over there he says, you know why a person cannot be mityaesh from karka? Because you can only be mityaesh from something that is not in your reshut. So too, when a person steals a chifetz,
right,
and then, yeah, which means, it's Gemara Bava Metzia, which the Ramban also brings in HaSholeach. In Bava Basra, also in the third Pirik. So, takshiv tov. You can only be mityaesh on something that's not in your reshut. Therefore, when a person steals a chefetz from you, a metaltalin, it's not your reshut, you're able to be mityaesh. But karka, which is in your reshut, no matter where it goes, because it doesn't move, over there you can't be mityaesh. Says the Netivot, though, even though in general, avadim are like karkaot, but over here, can the Eved be taken out of your reshut? Yes, because avadim, at the end of the day, they are movable. They're human beings. Therefore what? Even though, for all dinim, avadim are like karkaot, but with regards to yeush, yeush would be applicable to avadim, because it could be shelo b'reshuto. Now, that is the... that's how the Netivot says, a little bit different than the Pnei Yehoshua. Now,
so what do we apply the yeush to the karka, or do we nullify from the Eved?
No. Eved, even though Eved was Hukash Lekarka, but since he's able to be Sheino Bishuto, then it works.
So we say that even though they're pretty much the same, we say in this case they're different.
Yes. Now, the question becomes, Rabotai, based on this Machloket, Pnei Yehoshua and Netivot, say it outside, what's the lumdus? They're both saying, what's the lumdus of En Yeush Bekarkaot? What's the lumdus?
So Pnei Yehoshua is saying that we look at it, that...
That what?
Value of
it's
land.
It's no different than Dmei Hagzela. And anan sahade that you're not going to be.
Are you saying Tosfot or Pneushua?
Pneushua in Tosfot. In Rashi in Tosfot. Says anan sahade, it's no different than Dmei Hagzelan, you don't give up.
Okay.
Whereas the Netivot says a little bit different, that what, in order for Yehush to work, it has to be Birshuto, and Karaka is not Birshuto.
It's not Birshuto, so therefore...
Now, I ask you, using this Lambdus, the end of Tosfot says...
Nafkamina is the Eved, right?
Nafkamina is the Eved, A. What would the Pnei Yehoshua say about Eved?
It's never Yehush.
You can't have Yehush because it's exactly like Karaka. However, according to the Netivot, you would be able to... you'll be able to be mitiyashon on Eved because this is considered sheno b'rishuto. But what I want to ask you is the end of Tosfot. Tosfot did say even though mideoraita Yeush doesn't work for karka for whatever reason you want to say, but Tosfot does say nishtaka, if the ownership of the original owner is completely forgotten, that does work to make you be kone karka. How would you apply that svara? What would be the lumdus in that, both according to Pnei Yehoshua and according to the Nesivos?
Sorry, what was it?
What did Tosfot say at the end? That even though Yeush doesn't work by Karka, the Yerushalmi is clear that what does work?
The Rabbanan works for like Kilayim.
The Rabbanan for Kilayim, but Midoraita, what did he say?
Nishtaka. Nishtaka,
when it's completely forgotten. Why should that change anything, both according to the Pnei Yehoshua and according to the Netivot? According to the Pnei Yehoshua, it's Pashut. Because the whole point is Anan Sa'ade, what did Tosfot say? Anan Sa'ade, then in general, a person's not Mityaesh. Why? Because I can always get it back. I can always get it back, just like the Magzela. What happens according to Pnei Yehoshua? You lose that Anan Sa'ade when it's Nishtake'ah. What does that mean? When it's Nishtake'ah, you're no longer able to get it back. Why? Because nobody remembers that it's yours. Nobody associates you with that Karka. Therefore, you don't have that ability to get it back. Unlike Dmei Hagzela, Mamela, what happens to your Anan Sa'ade? It falls apart. And then, like Tosfot says, the Anan Sa'ade becomes that what? That you are Mityaesh and the Yeush works. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua would explain it.
But there's still
whereas, according to the Netivot, according to the Netivot, Takshiv Tov, the whole problem, according to the Netivot, is that it's considered always Birshutcha. And that's why Yeush doesn't work. The Netivot would explain that when it's Nishtake'ah, it's considered what? That the Karka is no longer in Yerushut. Why? Because the fact that it's there, yeah, okay, geographically it's there. But if there's no connection between people don't remember me and there's no way for me to extract it, that's considered halachically she'eno birshuti. And since now it's eno birshuti, Yehush can kick in like any other metaltalin or
eved. So the Maisei is kind of arguing on Tosfot.
No, Mapiton. They're just saying Tupshatin. Explaining what... Tosfot gets this from the Yerushalmi. They didn't make it up. Tosfot says that the din is nishtake'ah works. Why it works? The Pnei Yehoshua would say mishum anan sa'ade. The Netivot would say mishum now it's birshuto, not eno birshuto. That's the difference
between... The practical nafkamina, the only nafkamina would be eved. But the Maisei, both of them...
Would be eved when it's not nishtake'ah.
It's not nishtake'ah.
Why? You tell me. According to Pnei Yehoshua, by Eved, which is not Nishtakeah, it's no different than Dmei Hagzela, I can get it, therefore there's no Yehush even by Eved. According to the Netivot, there is Yehush by Eved, because at the end of the day, it walked away, it's Eno Birshuto Mamash. So it's not like Karka, so you would be able to be Mityaesh. And how did I tell you the Lamdus now, according to the Netivot and the Pnei Yehoshua, what changes when it's Nishtakeah? Say it again.
So the Pnei Yehoshua would say what changes is that it's not yours.
We had an Anan Sahadi that what? That it's no different than Dmei Hagzela, because I can always...
Take it back.
Now
that broke. So.
Now that broke, therefore what? Anan Sa'adi goes the other way, that since I can't get it back, therefore what? Anan Sa'adi is that I am Mityaesh. So much so that Tosfot says that after it's Nishtakea, even if the guy stands there screaming, I was never Mityaesh, what's the halakha?
The
Gemara says, the same, right? Svinato shetav abayam. What's the halakha if a person's ship is sinking in the middle of the sea with all of its stuff and stuff, and a person saying, I'm not Mityaesh, not Mityaesh. What does the Gemara say? Matzil mizuto shel yam, what's the halakha? Harelu shelo. The guy screaming, it's not Mityaesh. Yilach la'azazel. Yam achpat mi. Aval, mikol makom. Yeah. Aval, takshiv tov. Yeah. So he says, but according to the Netivot, the Lamdus is the other way. What's the Lamdus according to the Netivot?
He says that what is in my Bershut, but since I don't think it's in my Bershut, like an Eved, it's gone.
But what happens after it's Nishtakeah?
It's really not in your
Bershut. It's mamash not my Bershut anymore because I can't get it out. And therefore, all of the dinim of Yeush that work to by Metaltelin, because it's not Bershuto, now start working here. Now, I want to show you, according in our Sugya, Rashi, Tosfot, in our sugya, I'm about to show you the Rambam hold, that afilu le'alacha ul ma'aseh, and by the way, Maran holds the same thing in Siman Shin Samach Gibal, Yeush doesn't work by Karka. Read the Rambam.
Rambam. עבדים והשטרות והקרקעות אין בהן תוספת חומש. שנאמר וחחש במיתו ובפיקדון.
אל תדאג. Yeah, there's no תוספת חומש if you swore לשקר about it. Keep reading.
כל האמור בעניין מטלטלין הוא בגופם ממון יצאו קרקעות ועבדים שהוגשו לקרקעות ויצאו שטרות שאין גופם ממון. וכן הם היו גזל גר שאין לו יושין.
גזל גר
שאין לו יושין אינון חוזרים לכהנים. וכן הקרקע דאינה נקנית לגזלן לעולם אלא ברשות בעלי הקיימת ואפילו נמכרה לאלף זה אחר זה והתיישו בעלים הרי זה חוזר לנגזלן.
Even if the קרקע was stolen and sold and resold 1,000 times and even if the original owner was מתייאש 1,000,000 times over, the קרקע is always ברשות בעלי הקיימת, says the רמב״ם, and that never changes. And what happens then? He says the רמב״ם, הרי זה חוזרת לנגזל בלא דמים. Which means what? One day, even if it was resold 1,000,000 times, if it's my karka originally, let's say you were the 1,000th buyer, I said, hi, this is my karka, get out, kick you out, and then what? I take it without paying anything. How do you get compensated? You go back to the guy who sold it to you, and him to the guy who sold it to him, all the way back to the original gazlan. But really? The Rambam paskins al hal maaseh.
Or pidyon haben.
Tekshiv tov atam. He says, Tekshiv tov, al tagid kacha. He says, yeah. But over here, says the Rambam lahalacha, in karkana nigzelet, which means in yeush lekarkaot, ever. The Rambam doesn't even bring down what Tosot said about mishtakia. The Rambam says what?
Yeah.
It's always mishtakia about being the original ownership being forgotten. The Rambam says it's his forever. Now, on the spot, Hagaot Maimoni, one of the Pirushim on the Rambam, points out something very interesting. Right? And guess what? Where did Rashi and Tosot get this from? From the Yerushalmi. Right. Look at the Agot Maimoni. It explains the Yerushalmi.
Agot Maimoni, in Rambam Beit Yosef's eyes, is he greater than Rav HaMagid?
No.
He's not.
No. Says the Hagaot Maimoni.
Udelak Yerushalmi. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
The Garcinan v'Tiyashu Avalim Mishtakeh Esur Medivre Sofrim Chigarka Nigzad Amra Bilei Aval Viken Yesh Yush Garka V'Talmud Shalanu Ika.
Ay, Hagaot Maimoniot explain. And he quotes the Tosfot, our Tosfot in Sukkah, which says, he quotes from the Yerushalmi that Yesh Yeush Lekarkaot, but he holds that the Bavli argues on it and Bavli is Ikar. And what would the Rambam, Tosfot, and Rashi on the spot over here tell him? They would say, you misunderstood the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was talking that specifically Mishtakea. He says, Beferush, Yeush over there is only a Din Rabbanah, not that Yeush works Midoraita. So there's Machloket Rishonim, how to understand this Yerushalmi. But at least Rova Rishonim, Rashi, Taisus, and the Rambam on the spot, they hold that the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about Yeush being Kone Midoraita. However, that's Tosfot here. You know who argues on Tosfot? Tosfot. Yeah, there's a Tosfot in Baba Kama that says a little bit different in Baba Batra, Daf Mem Dalet. Tosfot over there sings a little bit of a different tune than they say over here. Yeah, let's see what they say. Yeah, it says Tosfot in Baba Basra. Go ahead.
Davka mecher d'havle yush v'shin reshut pirush kuchos yigon shemacher Reuven Levi shelo b'achayut. Remember the pirush ken mishum di b'acharet havishimon noga beidut. Davka gav d'havle yush v'shin reshut mapik l'shimon m'Levi. Given the ain shum hetz the Levi shiachso al Reuven. Aval kaga d'ena yush v'shin reshut hadjale kide pirush kuchos.
Which means that basically there's a very big sugya in Baba Batra Daf Mem Dalet. It's talking about selling things without achrayut, selling things without taking responsibility for if it gets taken away or by a previous lakuach. Anyway, he says, but over here, by karkaot, there's never a problem by karkaot since there's never yeush, and even if it gets taken away, it goes bad. Yeah? Kedepirish akuntres, the en mu'ayd yeush bekarka. Vekashelari. Yeah, which means Tosfot over here quotes the opinion of Rashi, the en yeush bekarkaot. This is really what we need from this Tosfot. Vekashelari, the re, Rabbeinu Yitzchak asks on Rashi, what are you saying?
Nishtakeh doesn't apply here at all?
He's not talking about it. He's just talking about regular yeush. Says the re, go ahead.
Kashelari, debirushalmi, amar yeush moel bekarkaot.
Tosfot over there understands the same Yerushalmi that we just brought from Kilayim, that there is yeush by karkaot, which means Tosfot in Baba Basra, it understood Tosafot understood the Yerushalmi, the same Yerushalmi that Tosfot brings over here, exactly the opposite. Yeah, what do they say? Go ahead. דיוש מועיל בקרקע.
כפי שנגזלת מכל מקום, מהני ביוש, יגבי אבן מאשר והשולח, ומהני ביוש, אף...
איי, 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 what would the Nesivus answer to Tosfot on the spot? Don't say, oh, well, if Yehush works by Eved, it should work by Karka too, because the Netivot said that the Chiluk is very Pashut. Why? Because over there it's a no birshuto. So the Nesivus on the spot would disprove the Raya from the Tosfot, that if it works by Eved, it works by Karka. But now continue, Tosfot, go ahead.
Sikrikon
in Gittin, yeah?
As a parrot?
No, Sikrikon is in the beginning of the... at the end of the fifth perek in Nizakim. Go ahead. Violent people used to steal karkaot, yeah?
Oh. Amar ye demuchach nami kein. Venire demari shalo netiayesh v'hava matzi leplugin.
Ah, the Ri understands the sugiya. You know why it goes back? Because he wasn't mitiayesh. But be'emet, the Ri understands, maskanat atosot over here, is that the Ri holds that yeush by karka does work. Like I told you before. Da'at Rambam and Da'at Maran Ikarim. We hold la'alacha ke Da'at Rambam and ke Da'at Maran that Ye'ush does not work at all. Not only that, but according to the Rambam and Maran, even Mishtakeya doesn't work on a Doraita level. There's no Ye'ush whatsoever. Tosfot also holds that there's no Ye'ush. Tosfot, at least by us in Sukkah. Tosfot in Baba Basra holds that there is Ye'ush by Karkao. Tosfot over here holds that there's not. But even Tosfot by Sukkah by us, who holds that there is no Ye'ush by Karka, holds that Mishtakeya works. But like I told you from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they both hold that even Ishtakea doesn't work. Karka, what was the Lashon of the Rambam? That the Karka le'olam bishut ba'aleha omedet. Never moves out of his reshut and can always come back and take it without paying any money. Now, Kaput Marim, I basically already summarized.
How do we resolve the Tosfot then? How do we resolve
the...
You
found the Nesivus?
No, I'm saying the Nesivus talks about children.
Yeah, the Netivot actually brings down the Kapot Marim that we already paraphrased as we were talking. What are you saying?
How do we resolve the two Tosfot then that are arguing with each other?
So again, that's not a big deal because Tosfot argue on each other all the time. There are different... Tosafot wasn't a person. Tosafot were a group of Chachamim, Talmidim of Rashi and Talmidei Talmidim of Rashi. And they split up and each group or each person, each Chacham took another Masechet. So when you see a Machloket in Tosfot and different Masechtot, they're not necessarily always one and the same. They can argue on one another in the same Masechet, it's a little bit problematic. But in two different Masechtot, there's absolutely no problem for two Tosafot to argue on one another.
Do you know which one's which? Do you know which one's which?
So sometimes it'll point out. Sometimes, for instance, we know Masechet Yoma, the Tosfot on Masechet Yoma, were written by Maharam and Rotenburg. So, and many times Ba'alei HaTosfot are quoted. Rabbi Nutan, Rashbaram, there's many...
From the style that they write, hey, this is the Reed, this is the Rabbi Nutan,
it's hard to know.
Mamash, their language, you can tell.
Yeah, they write like Yishonim, because they are Yishonim, you know what I'm saying? But the styles of the Ba'alei HaTosfot are Chachmei Sfarad, the styles of Chachmei Sfarad were much different than Chachmei Ashkenaz. Yeah. But Chachmei Ashkenaz and Sarfat, they have a very similar style of writing, so it's very hard just by looking at the style to pinpoint which Ba'al Tosfot it is exactly. But that's the maskana.
How many of them were there?
Could have been hundreds, thousands. They're all Talmidim of Rashi. Well, yeah? Rashbam, Rabbi Nutam, Ri. Yeah, many of them were massacres. Hashem Yirachem. There are many of them that got massacred, like the Mordechai. Mordechai, Rabbeinu Mordechai Bar Hillel Ashkenazi.
What happened?
He got massacred with his family.
By the Crusades, right?
By the Crusades, yeah. Also, both in England and in France, and there's Hashem Yirachem.
Rabbeinu Tam had a story. He was in jail or something.
Not Rabbeinu
Tam. It's also the story in Baba Kama, the giant.
So, there's a lot of history over there. But Mikol Makom Rabotai, this is the we're going to continue with Ezat Hashem next time with more Tosfot. So next time we're going to meet in Shears. The next. No, more Tosfot, don't worry, there's more where this came from. A little bit easier, but same idea. Bezat Hashem, next time we meet is the... Tomorrow we have Shir Klali, Friday Kolo. And on Monday, which is the day after Tisha B'Av, bright and early, Bezat Hashem, eat well the night before, come back refreshed, Bezat Hashem. Yeah, you got to turn your minds back on Monday morning.
Same on Monday.
No, hello. Meat you can only do, Da'at Manan is that meat you can only start from Motza'e Yud, which means Monday after Shkia.
Everything else you can do?
Everything else is mutar immediately after. Well, music and meat and wine is for Monday evening, but everything else is mutar. Motza'e, Tisha B'Av, Sabina.
Motza'e, Yud also?
Yeah.